real Africa experience. Welcome back. Welcome back. To the O'Neill Africa Experience.
There's the stunning music of Kalo. The song is called Nothing Better. Still one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to another exciting edition of the O'Neill Africa Experience with myself, O'Neill. Today's show is world class. That's all I need to tell you right now. Just a quick reminder that we have teamed up with Castle Light to bring you weekly updates on all things Castle Light Unlocks concert featuring American superstar Chance the Rapper. But listen, today we're focusing on here, right here. They are a they're an award-winning group. I'm a huge fan. We've been trying to get them here, but understandably so, they have been touring. That's what superstars do. So today they finally created time for us, and I decided to suit up for them. Prime Circle is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's an honor. It's sure. An honor to have you guys in studio.
It's nice to be had in studio, man.
Ross, how you doing?
I'm fine, yourself. Very good.
Then you'll be speaking on behalf of the group.
Yeah, because they don't really speak well.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah, they just drool and play guitar.
Look, guys, great seeing all of you guys. You don't look tired.
No, we're good, actually. I mean, we got back last week Thursday.
Yeah.
So we've been having some time to relax. We were in Amsterdam, and that, you know, we relaxed a little bit there as well.
Okay.
And then we went to Germany, came back, and we've been back, you know, we're chilling. Now we're getting
how
ready
was that?
For some
how
shows.
Was that? Just briefly, how was Germany?
Amazing. The shows were, you know, just seeing, playing bigger venues, yeah. Seeing more people, different faces, and the new record. So it's all fun, you know, it's exciting stuff.
So tell me something. How's the audience, if you're touring, like, in Germany, compared to when you're back here in Africa?
Certain places, like, you'll find, like, in Germany, like, they want you to show them more. Like, put your hands in there, you got to put your hands in there, and then everyone starts clapping, and then show the left, and jump around, and then they'll do it with you. Like, South Africa just does their own thing. You know, so half the time, some people just not even watching the stage, they're just jamming. You know, they're just having the time. So, it changes. Like, if we were in Spain, and there, it's very different. Like, the people just, they just want a party. It's like a fiesta, you know? So, it's all different everywhere you go.
Now listen, I don't think people are listening because they want to hear my voice. The idea is to listen to Prime Circle perform for us. By the way, 37 MPH also is here.
Yes, sir.
Are you excited? He's a super duper producer.
Thank you so much.
So you can imagine, this is
a treat.
This is catnip.
No pressure for us.
This is such a treat to be in the studio. Nice to meet you guys.
You too, brother. Sure.
Yeah, I've been following your journey for a while, you know.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah. I also just want to quickly give a shout out to one of West Africa's biggest producers. His name is Gospel on the Beats. And he's actually sitting here with us in studio. So today is going to be absolutely epic.
We have
ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to shut up now and let the music do the talking. Prime Circle.
Cross Clowns.
Walked on, cause I feel alive today. And I know that I can change the world in my own way. From now on, yesterday, 'cause I know that I can change the world in my own way. Watching memories now of all my friends, they're falling around, acting like the class clowns. The kind of days they'll talk about, make sure nothing's left out. Many things just are trivia. They're all black days, but I got these are the days they'll talk about. These are the days they'll talk about. But what time? 'Cause I feel alive today. And I know that I can change the world in my own way. So
back in a carefree way. We'll leave it like each day. We have so much to talk about. Make sure nothing's left out. But somehow let the clouds come in and the lights grew dim. I needed to change what I was about. So make sure I'm not left out. But hold on, cause I feel alive today. And I know that I can change the world in my own way.
Take me through the process of creating a song. Listen, I you know, even as I'm asking you this question, I know it's a drop in the ocean. I mean, this is what, 9 albums later?
Yeah, 7.
7.
Yeah, there's been some like greatest hits and stuff, unofficial stuff we don't like when we first brought out a record, like the Gresham brought out some what's it called, greatest hits.
Yeah.
And we don't support those. But so we're like, we're not done yet, man. We haven't even written our greatest hits yet.
They really spell the end of an artist's career.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to, you know. I think it's sort of like, here's a greatest hits. So you've had 2 albums. Like, wow, okay.
But look, okay, 7 albums later, you guys are highly experienced. Does it get easier to create a song?
No.
As the years go by?
I think the things are constantly changing. The world's constantly changing. And I think to try and keep up as well, you know, you don't want to be... I think there's always a sound that a band brings out, no matter what. There's a feel to a band, but you don't want to sort of be stuck in the past and with like playing things where you're not moving with the times. And we always try to move with the times. So I think it becomes more adventurous, and it becomes more, you know, you've got to open your mind to new things and new people, new collaborations, which is something that we want to look at as well.
I think it was Nina Simone who said music should always reflect the times. Now, you also tapped into that. How important is it to remain relevant in terms of your content, and be aware of, have some kind of social awareness, but without necessarily pandering? How do you navigate that line?
I've always tried to be a little bit vague about it. You know, like Class Clowns now is about sort of memories and stuff, but also the fact that you can change the world just by changing your mindset. You know, but at the same time, it's just a fun song. You know, so you don't want to be too forceful.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to preach to people. So like it's try and have the line where people can have it either way. It creates a different picture for everybody. Certain songs will have a certain picture to some people, and like they'll see a love story rather when it would be a sad story. You know, so.
How do you self-identify? Is it important for people to recognize you as a talented band, or as a South African band? Or just great artists?
All of the above, man. We'd love that. I mean, going to Germany, it's funny, we're saying, like, oh, big South African rock band, and they go, where's the black dudes, man? You know, like, and where's the, what, this is the different kind of style, you know? So for us, it's like, yeah, but, like, you know, South Africa, we're from South Africa, and, you know, we show off the South African rock scene, and, you know, so it's nice that people, they start to look into South Africa and see we're all about everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's cool for us, and we want to be seen as a South African rock band, and we want to be seen as great musos, and, you know, so either way.
What are you performing for us next?
The next one is The Gift. It was the first single that we released on this record.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are still hanging out with Prime Circle. I'm here with my co-pilot, 37MPH. Cool.
Sun comes up, we knew it was coming. Laughed out loud all night, we were just running. Stolen lights now, we
we'll keep on shining. We'll fade to black, let it all come back, let it find me here again. She said this was gonna change me forever, forever, forever and a day. I wanna lose myself in your colors, colors, colors now. Told her to come in. Yeah, just hiding out all night. We knew we had something. Yeah. She said this was gonna change me forever, ever, forever and a day. I wanna lose myself in your colors, colors, colors now.
One thing I've already picked up about your music is most of your songs are very reflective.
Yeah.
You explore the emotion of love. I want us to try and explore that. One of you comes up with an idea, has an idea to write a love song.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a band.
Yeah.
How then do you share the responsibility of that emotion with the rest of the band?
I think we're all pretty bad at love in some way, you know? So we can all relate in some way. But yeah, I've always thought about like that I thing or me when it's a band, you know? So it's very difficult, you know? But we try and speak to each other about our relationships and, you know, like, yeah, man, kicked out the house again. So I think we can all relate in some level.
Dope. So in terms of the creation process, I mean, it's different. I'm an electronic music producer.
Yeah.
So usually most of the creativity happens behind a laptop or, you know, some kind of console. Can you just walk us through your process as a band?
We have a mixture of both now. Denim's in the studio with us. He's our producer.
Okay.
And he's done the last two records for us. And he's opened our mind up to using a lot more electronics, a lot more of those kind of things. So it's like a manging of the two. And I think as we go as a band, I think we'll hopefully consistently change and progress. So there's something with us, it's usually sitting behind a piano or guitars initially. Yeah. And then we'll go in and we'll strip it down. And sometimes it won't even have the initial instruments, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And then lifespan of a song in terms of the writing process?
Yeah. In terms of what writing, how long it takes us to write generally.
Exactly.
Sometimes like we wrote one in like 5 minutes, and that was sure as gets.
Yeah.
And it's weird how that song just done so well. We wrote it so quickly, and then other songs took us like months, and no one gives a shit. You know.
I know. It's like, that is awesome.
It's such a frustrating thing because you think you know. You know, you as a producer, I'm sure you're like going, "This is a hit. This is it. This is the hottest thing," and no one likes it.
Exactly.
You're like, or your phone and your mom is the only one who likes it. You
know? What has been the most surprising song that somehow immediately as the audience started consuming it, you realize it was a hit, even though from creation it didn't seem that way?
Hello, Hello, the first hit we ever had. It was the craziest thing because I thought you had to be able to play the guitar well to get into the business.
Yeah.
And that was the only chords I could play. Literally the only chords was the chords for Hello, and it hurt to play it. And the song became this hit, and I was like, I'm not even a musician, man. how am I going to do this? And it's been a roller coaster ever since. So that was a mind blown, you know.
I fought that one,
Pretty Like the Sun.
Yeah, for a month, every day he was in studio, and he was trying to write it off the album. He was like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
And every day he'd come into studio and he'd be like, today's the day. Today's the watch. I've got something. And then we would just go out that night and get drunk, and then nothing would happen. And like it came down to crunch time. It came down to like, well, we need to start. The album was mixed in America, and I had to start uploading the files. And I was like, this is it. You haven't beat it. Nothing. This song has something. And he was like, well, maybe every song that's been a hit of the band he hasn't enjoyed. And he was like, well, he doesn't like that song. And I was like, there is a connectivity with the song. As you say, once the people consume it and it becomes their story and it becomes entwined with their life and they change the narrative to fit and becomes a soundtrack to their life and their experiences. And at any stage of creation, whether it's the band themselves, whether it's the producers, the engineers, the mastering engineers, the record label, at any point when someone just goes, I don't understand why it's happening, but it is happening, those are normally the ones that just completely take you by surprise, and it becomes cultural, and you can never predict what's going to... You can predict what might be popular and what could be a hit, but you can never predict what's going to become a cultural absorption, that it becomes this thing that just spreads like wildfire. Ooh, and you know that, like, I mean, I saw it happen with, We Dance Again, that Black Coffee track, that just, like, just became... this wave of, like, it was just no stopping that song, you know, and like, you know, and it set him on a path that, I mean, you know, we're all just applauding and like bowing down, you know. But I mean, you know, there are many examples of that. But if you had to ask anybody on the record what song they thought was going to do that, you never know. You never really know. And you know, with them, so I just thought I'd give you a bit of the song you have loaded. Is one of those songs that you asked about.
I can predict a hit by not thinking it's a hit. And then everyone goes, okay, cool.
Then it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio, we are hanging out with the Prime Circle. What are you performing for us next?
Because we thought we're going to do two. And then you said, oh, man, I love that song, Doors. So we're going to do a version of Doors for you.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, yeah.
That's it. This is my request, by the way. Special request. Yeah. They weren't going to perform it, but they've decided, out of the goodness of their heart, to perform Doors for me. I love this song. Sure. Thank you, guys.
Count us in now.
Cool, let's go.
You find yourself out there. I hope you find the world you've wanted and find out what it means to be totally free and unfold. You always do just what you're told. Why you never know until you started. Reach out and let it in. Oh, everything would now. I'm doing my best somehow. I'm trying, but don't know how. Or nothing gets down me. I've seen this a million times before. You finally finish, but still one more. Don't you know if you're open to open doors? Don't stop believing.
years taken I control all the world that we're in now. Well, I'm doing my best somehow. Once I am, but don't know how.
Oh, yeah!
I hope you realize why this song is very powerful. Please, let's go through the lyrics real quick.
Yeah. Open mind is about open-mindedness and it, like being down. You know, like someone, I can relate to being down. And so you've got to keep it open. Like, what is that thing that Conor McGregor said it very well? He said, when you're down, it's hard to be motivated. When you are down, you know what I mean? When everything's going well, you can be motivated. It's very easy.
Yeah.
But when things are really down, it's very hard to be motivated and be open-minded to new things and be open-minded to the possibility that you can, you know, be okay and figure it out. So Doors is sort of that.
That's awesome.
Powerful. Sure, man. One of the songs we have been talking about is Pretty Like the Sun. I'm actually going to play that, and then we'll continue with the live performance on the other side of that.
You've given me an idea.
With
merchandise, Pretty Like the Thong. We can sell it at gigs.
Yeah,
know?
That's what I do. Oh, all man. I ever think about is
Pretty
thongs.
Like Thongs. You said, we were just talking about this thong.
I am found out, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back.
All pretty like the sun, you burn it up, you burn me up. All ashes I become, I'm all swept up. All spaces in between, you fill me up, you fill me up. And as the night falls slow, away we go. The highs, the lows, the fights, the falls, the back, the forth. On this collision course, the ups, the downs, spin me round. Well, give me everything you got, give me your love, I'll give you my heart. Well, I lost and change, I lost and change. Well, we could have it all, open your eyes, I'll give you my soul. I lost and change. Our lives can change.
Now, I know you guys have a concert coming up.
Yeah, man.
Monte Cassino,
yeah.
23rd and 24th.
Yeah, we have been looking forward to this one because it's the biggest. We're throwing the production in the kitchen sink at this thing, you know, so we can even hear what a kitchen sink sounds like. But we're going to throw everything at it, lighting. We got some bagpipes coming in. We got some drummers coming in. We got the confetti cannons. We've got all the cloud heads. It's Head in the Clouds show. So it's going to be at Monty on the 23rd and 24th of this month, of March, yeah, of this month. And, yeah, just on the return from Europe, it's just something we've been planning over there and over here as well. So it's just been a mad roller coaster getting the visuals ready, getting everything ready. So we're really excited.
I was going to talk to you about preparation. When you are performing home, the preparation compared to, say, when you're out there in Europe, how does it differ?
I think we're trying to get it pretty close, pretty streamlined, but we're trying to just take it up more. Every year we want to take production up, and I think, you know, just touring and playing a stage is all good and fine. It's fun and it's great, but we've always wanted to bring more of a experience, you know, and for us it's something that I think touring Europe and everything like that is going to give us more and more of that opportunity. That's why this show is so important, because it's sort of the level what you dream of. You really want to have a party. It's going to be amazing. So that's the thing we want to try and do. So streamline them so the show is the same here and the same there, you know?
What's your idea of a break? When the band is taking a break, what exactly is happening?
A lot of drinking. I've actually taught myself not to drink that much on tour, because I enjoy a pint, you know? I'm a Scottish guy. I was born in Scotland. So my dad just raised me on peanuts and, and beer, you know. So.
And what's your favorite drink?
I'm a beer guy, so I have a belly, you know. Okay. It's a problem, you know. But I've been trying to get onto the whiskey thing. But generally, no, when we're off, I mean, Neil's a big surf guy, and he'll go up in the mountains on a motorbike. Dale is just in studio. He just loves being on his own. And we like it when he's on his own as well, because it doesn't mean... I'm joking. Dirk is just like, he likes being at home with his family. The guy, you know, the guys are all family guys, so it's nice for them to be with family. Me,
I take the one who keeps the band together, who brings... Is he the mediator?
I think he's the most consistent guy in the band. You know, you always need that guy who's like... He's always in the same mood. He's always that guy, no matter what. Like, I think I've seen him angry once, and then everyone, like, ran out the room. Because it's just like, if he gets angry... then there's problems, because he's, you know, the quiet ones are always the ones you got to watch out for.
How important is it to listen to other bands and to see what the trends are in terms of sound and production?
It's very important. You know, Denim, our producer, is definitely the one guy that's, he's so plugged in and everything like that. And I think for a while we were living under a rock, you know, we're just doing our own stuff and we were just touring. So it was nice for us, you know, to be, when you go to the, when you meet the right producer and the right people, it's something that, it helps, because you open your mind a bit. You know, I think that's what a good producer is someone actually just to open up someone's mind to new ideas. And so that's the cool thing, I reckon, the job of a producer. Well done, Denim, you legend. You wanted to say anything?
Just a glorified drinking buddy with these guys, actually. But yeah, you know, the thing is, with this, the new record, as you said, you know, it's the perception is that it's 9-10 albums later, the band's been going forever, but you know, 7 albums is a significant amount of content, and also the band's been around for long enough where the band might feel like it's time for an extreme home makeover, but the audience and your fans might not be ready for that, because they're the one. Prime Circle is the working man's band, you know, representing Witbank and hitting the road and approachable, and the music is not about, you know, boats and hoes, you know, but so when a band like that has such gravitas and substance and has been the soundtrack to some real times in people's lives, when that band decides, well, you know, we want to maybe start doing some trap beats and singing about,
I wanted some hoes in the video.
You know, then it's sometimes.
What's happening, you guys?
You know, you can do it, but it's like, you know, because of the band has such, they don't just do that sort of stuff. So yeah. You know, as when every the last two records, when they've approached me and they're like, well, we need to do a little bit of a reframing of the picture. The picture can be the same, but we need to put it in a newer frame. You know, and so. We had to start asking questions, like, well,
and listening to other, you know, listening to a lot of other people, which is amazing.
Yeah, and who is this band when they're not slaves to themselves?
Yeah,
if they never had success, who would they want to be? If they could start over, and then you try and inject and massage some of those influences and dreams and kind of like desires into the bulk of it, the main frame of it, you know.
When you look at the times today, who gives the band longevity, success in terms of longevity? Is it the diehard fans, or is it being open to new ideas and a new market and trying to break new ground? Who gives you that strength to carry on?
It is that thing. It's exactly that, man. You hit the nail on the head. Like the super fans keep you alive in the sense that they're going to, you know, like you can hopefully count on them to be at the shows and stuff. But that breaking new ground is only thing that we want to do. Mm. You know what I mean? It's you want to have new young fans. When you see young fans at a show, and we've been going for 17 years, it's amazing. We love it. It's like, it's the best thing ever. You know, you don't want to just die out. You want to continually write something that can last forever. You know, I'd love to write a song that would live on longer than us, you know, in by a long shot. It would be amazing.
Why is it that it's unheard of to hear of two rock bands collaborating? You have trap artists collaborating, hip-hop, R&B, you name it. But why is it such a culture shock to hear Metallica with Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, it's the truth.
On a record. Why hasn't that happened? Why are we not seeing that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because we all hate each other. I don't know. I'm joking. No.
Well, actually, it's true. It's funny you should say that, because the band that I'm in is a band called Just Ginger, okay. And we were abroad for like 10 years. And when we moved back to South Africa in 2010, Ross was like the first guy that I, you know, we'd been friends, and we went out one night, and we had a gig the next day together, like a festival.
Oh,
where
yeah.
we were like, I think we were just before them, and Ross said to me, "Don't think you're just gonna come and like walk back in here. Like we've got this thing sewn up." Like, yeah. And he was like, "I'll see you in the ring." And so like the next day we land in Cape Town because it was a Cape Town festival, and I screamed across the airport like, "I'll see you in the ring," you know, like and. And here I am sort of producing them and wishing more for them than I would for myself. So it's a slower process of the rock bands sitting around the same table. But like Ross was saying, you know, they now want to be that band that collaborates and makes the circle bigger. It's a very good observation because in pop it's like.
I think it's harder to get 10 guys in a room. Let's say it's a 5-piece band and there's another 3-piece band. It's like 8 people, 8 voices. I think it might be difficult, maybe because of just the sheer number of people collaborating, like 10 people in a room. Mm. But I think it's a very good thing, man. I think you've noticed something there that there should be more of it.
Yeah.
The last time I saw anything like that was like the Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man. When those guys collaborated, but it was a bit weird.
Even with bands
that soundtrack.
Yeah. Even with bands like Guns N' Roses, you probably have like Slash partaking in some band or in some song collaborate, but you would never hear, you seldom hear of the entire band just collaborating with the other one. Now, I know this is uncomfortable for most artists when you discuss such things with them, but who in your mind, and I'm going to direct this to Ross, representing the band. Who do you think is the greatest lead guitarist of all time?
Greatest lead guitarist?
Yeah.
I mean,
you better ask somebody.
That's an easy one, though. It's
is it?
Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he was the man.
Okay.
What he achieved by the time he was like 27. It's insane. You know what I mean? Can you imagine he had more time? Like, the 27 years, and he did all of that already.
Van Halen did that at 26.
Yeah, but he's like...
shut up. See,
this is exactly what I wanted the band to.
It's some sensitive ground you're covering there, dude.
Everyone knows it's Hendrix, sorry.
Listen, we're still hanging out with Prime Sicker. We're going into breathing. Please set this up for us. Talk to me about breathing.
Breathing was, like I always joke about this music video because I had to sit in a fridge. It was freezing. And I had to stare at croissants and cakes and try and look romantic on the video and look like I'm in pain. But the video is cool. It's about like a sliding doors. It's like two. What would have happened? So it shows two instances of one of these this couple. So the one is that they don't meet in the beginning, and the one is that they do meet, and it follows them like sliding doors, like the movie. And breathing is about like I remember someone saying, don't hold your breath, you know, for that relationship to come back. But sometimes let it go, and it'll come back to you. It'll find you again. So breathing sort of, but a mix of that.
When we come back, just think about this. I'm going to ask you about the greatest rock band of all time.
Yeah.
Don't need any time to think.
All right, this is a Prime Circle. Breathing.
Supposing we begin. Supposing I start running. We just heard from could be beginning. Supposing I've been made.
I'm never looking back. Prime Circle, the song is called Breathing. I keep telling you, man, nobody does live music like we do. It's an absolute fact. So, yeah, so final question.
Yeah. Man, you make
greatest band, rock band of all time.
Greatest rock band of all time. I mean, it's Queen.
Oh yeah.
Do we all agree that it's Queen?
Yeah. I was gonna go with Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I think Queen had
Zeppelin.
Unarguably the greatest singer.
Greatest singer. Yeah.
Okay, in Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because of his vocal textures and the production value that just his voice brought. If you listen to Bohemian Rhapsody, that is
collaboration. If you
that is
that,
vocal production.
You get Queen and Zeppelin, you call it Sween.
No one's ever heard vocal production
Sween.
Imagine that collaboration. That.
Yeah, we're dropping a new track from Sween.
Guys, the Ross is onto something there.
Zeppelin and Queen, Sween.
Yeah.
Do you think though? What do you think it was? He obviously brought himself to the picture all the time. His personality was larger than life. Don't you think that had a lot to do with how we think about him today?
Yeah. He lived that way, so that's why he lived hard, and I don't know, like it's just
If you hear, like, if you go on, you can go onto the internet and get a all the vocal, the takes of all of that, just and hear his vocal solos.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It is insane. It's just hearing him just on his own like that. I think it's. Yeah. It's the echo, I don't know.
He's saying so accurately that he would it would sound like there's a phaser.
Ooh.
If they stacked his vocals, he was so accurate that it was within micro cents of a tuning that it would sound like there's a phaser on his voice. That's how. Crazy. That's how. I mean, never to be seen again. But then again, would you class the Beatles as a rock band? Because then
greatest pop band ever.
But it depends on you know, like rock, the waters become a little bit murky. Yes. When you say, yeah. So it's difficult to say the greatest.
Who do you think is the greatest
rock
band?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Actually, I have no idea.
I think it's Guns N' Roses. Come on, tell me.
No, it can't be. It can't be. You see, I'm pretty much on the surface. I would say, jeez, man. Actually, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question.
Exactly.
What's the band that did "Don't You Know That You Are a Shooting Star"?
Oh, dude, isn't that like Aria Speedwagon or something?
That's not Aria Speedwagon. That's
Skinhead. Not Skinhead. Shooting Star. Jesus.
Ah, man,
you're going. Wow,
Shooting Star. Yeah, they did Shooting Star.
No.
Google it quick.
Cool.
How can you guys not know that?
The other thing is also like, if you're talking about, if you say greatest of all time,
yeah,
do you take into, is a factor being prolific? Because if you take a band like Guns N' Roses, they only had like four records.
Yeah, actually, I mean,
you know, so if you got to look at like, could you maintain that greatness?
This is a nerd question, like a musical nerd question.
Yeah,
that's what I want, because I mean, how else are we going to get this information from if we're not going to get it from Prime Circle?
I was dating this woman, this beautiful girl. She was like a model, like their legs were so long, and I took her to a music shop. There was a sale on guitars, and she was like, wow, I'm going to meet all these musicians.
Bad company.
Okay.
Yes.
And she walked into the music store, met like some of her heroes. Like, she'd been following these musicians for years, and she walked outside with me and she said they were freaking nerds, man. Bunch of nerds. Yeah. Because they're all talking about guitars and bands,
you know. I want to talk about the value of a song. I love writing songs and what a song can do, you know. I've got an idea with the collaboration that you guys would love to do.
Yeah,
you know, with rock music, any kind of live music is very expensive in the production. You don't just go in the studio and you're sitting behind a box.
Yeah.
It's a whole band recording it. Wouldn't you guys like to collab with a guy like AKA or Casper? And like,
definitely.
You know, I feel like that is what's missing within the South African context.
Yeah.
You know, they have great trap songs, but you know, imagine a Jay-Z and Linkin Park type of collaboration.
Right, yeah.
That song goes further, you know, sound wise and sync wise.
Yeah.
There's so much that can be done.
We're definitely here, man. We spoke to AKA the other day. He was like, he wished us good luck for the tour, and
awesome.
We saw him at this festival. It was very cool. And I mean, I'm listening to, like, there's a new guy called Munga K. I don't know if you know him. Amazing. No. Joburg boy.
Yeah.
He's like John Legend. He's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Young guy as well. Really cool. So many artists out there.
Yeah. We also did do a thing with Casper Noivis for the Salmas.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yes, I remember that. We've done a song with Pro. We've done a song with Black Coffee.
Yeah,
yeah.
But these are like the underground. They never really came out big, you know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But what you're talking about is hearing the context of someone who is delivering a spoken word over a deeper dynamic range of what a live drum kit versus the same velocities on an 808 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to go down like a bit of a nerdy path in terms of like getting more depth out of a vocal delivery of a rap, something over the more dynamic range of a live band where the choruses are explosive because of the big guitars, as opposed to, you know, in a trap format.
And also on a songwriting level, I think there's more depth, you know, from a live, from a rock perspective.
Sure.
In the way that the lyrics are written, there's more depth. It's not like, okay, let's coin a hook. Let's all turn up. There's more depth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And also a melodic hook as opposed to
a rap a repetitive hook,
which is what the Linkin Park thing was.
This
every chorus was a melodic chorus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys have a brand new album out. If you don't, you never will.
Yeah.
So that's already out there?
That's out. It's been out for about 5-6 months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So make sure that you go out there and get that album. This is Prime Second. They're also performing the Teatro Monte Cassino.
24th.
Yeah. So 23rd and 24th. Tickets are out?
No, tickets are available. They're out on CompuTicket. You can get it. And it's going to be amazing, man. We'll see you guys there as well.
Definitely. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Sure. Hell yeah.
It's going to be
great. Ross, should I bring hoes?
Bring hoes. From different area codes. You haven't
died for hoes. Suddenly everybody wants to see hoes.
And some whiskey.
I'm engineer.
Yeah.
I can't thank you guys enough for having done this far. I mean, you're huge.
Thank
and
you,
to be able to squeeze yourself into a room as small as this, just so we can entertain our audiences. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, man. And you're looking the sharpest DJ we've ever.
I really tried to impress you guys.
And I literally I have a dinner jacket in the car. I should have worn it, dude. I feel like I signed a dress.
That's Prime Circle. Listen, speaking of superstars, he's a Grammy Award-winning artist. In fact, the first artist to win a Grammy from a streaming-only album. He's a rapper, philanthropist, producer, and singer, Chance the Rapper. Now you have an opportunity to see him live along Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Cassino at the Castle Light and Lux concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg on the 30th of April. The next day is a public holiday, so there's no reason for you to miss out. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this. Hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive. We're coming back to wrap the show up, but Prime Cycle is out of here. So you want to take a wild guess who this is?
Oh, no, I will not.
This is Sia.
Wow.
The first time ever I came across Sia's work. It was on the source called Where I Belong. I think this song is probably over 10 years old.
Wow.
We had no idea who she was.
Wow.
And then obviously she would later on become a mega superstar that she is. Listen, what a treat that was, man.
That was amazing. That was out of this world.
They make it look so easy.
They did make it look easy. Their orchestration was amazing. They just had the right combination of instruments. Everybody's in the pocket. It was amazing.
Now, speaking of amazing, Gospel on the Beat is in the country. How long are you around for, bruh?
I leave tomorrow, actually.
Ah, I've missed everything.
Yo, been here for about 5 days.
Did you guys do the club?
Too many times.
Wow. Without me. Listen, bro, real quick, I know you are a part of a band.
Yeah.
Quickly tell me about the band.
Well, Alternate Sound is just a group of four talented, very talented, you know, young guys. And basically all we do is just bringing our own twist to live performance and live music, you know. So beyond just playing and performing together with different great artists that we've done and we keep doing, Alternate Sound is also a live band DJ. So more like we perform, produce, DJ, you know, at the same time for the people to, you know, kind of dance, you know, turn up and just get their groove on. Same thing that a DJ would do, but this time around from a live band perspective. So we actually mix those songs live and we play live instruments on top.
All right, so that's Gospel on the Beat talking about is it Alternate Sounds?
Yeah, Alternate Sounds.
Alternate Sounds. 37 NPH is here as well. Now, you have something for us that you're going to play out with.
Yeah, I would love to play out with an Alternate Sound version of CC.
Yeah, that's Praise.
By Praise. And big shout out to Praise. Yeah. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro.
Oh, yeah. So this is an Alternate Sound version of Praise featuring Wizkid.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. From myself, O'Neill, alongside 37MPH, and of course, Gospel on the Beats. And much love to my producer, Palesa, for putting the show together. And remember, we are powered by hashtag Castle Light Unlocks. We're back here next week, Friday, with another epic show. So this is how we're playing out. This is Alternate Sounds a version of Praise's Sissy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sissy, your body banging. Oh, Sissy, your body calling. Oh, Sissy. Oh, Sissy. Oh, Sissy. Don't give me hanging. Oh, Sissy, your body banging. Oh, Sissy, your body calling. Oh, Sissy. 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 Oh, Sissy.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.